And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I'm really embarrassed. Really embarrassed. So I took my car for a service, Mazda here in Geelong, Mazda, and they're great. They always take care of me. Awesome. Anyway, and then after I took my car for a service, I was going through the car and I noticed that, you know, the little rear view mirror?
Yes.
How it's got that little flick button at the bottom.
Yeah, so at night when the headlights are bright, you flick it and it's not so bright.
It's not so bright anymore, right? And I went to flick it and it wasn't there. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Have I broken it off or not? No, I don't remember anything breaking. I'm looking around the bottom of the car. I'm like, And then I said to Jimmy, I'm like, did you break the rear view button in my car? Little flicker thing.
How are you going to break it? You'd have to be very aggressively trying to avoid bright headlights. What are these guys doing?
Well, maybe I thought maybe they, because they washed my car, right?
Yeah,
I thought maybe they were giving the inside a wipe and maybe they snapped it off.
Yeah.
And so that's why I called them and I was like, hey, this may be just a me problem. Okay. Maybe I've done it. And I'm like, but I've noticed that I've brought my car in for a service. The rear view mirror, it doesn't have the little flicky thing on it anymore.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, okay. They're like, bring it back. We'll have a look-see. I'm like, I'm kind of embarrassed to ask you guys this because I'm just thinking, oh, maybe it's written somewhere. Oh, yeah, you know, accidentally did this and you just forgot to fix it. I don't know. You know what I mean? Or it literally could be a my fault thing. And if you think it's my fault, I'm happy to wear that. Like, I just have no idea what's going on.
Back yourself, mate. You're really calling them going, hey, I've done something and I'm just letting you know and I'm going to go on with my life and I'd like you to do so also.
Yeah, well, I'm just sort of like, I didn't want to go in because I was thinking it could be. I don't remember anything happening with this rearview mirror. Anyway, so I take it in. And the guy's like, yeah, no, I'll take a photo of it and have a look. We're a bit busy at the moment. Can I just take a photo? We'll get back to you. Like, yeah, awesome. Anyway, they got back to me and they're like, oh, it seems that like your model of car, there's like a little, can you see like on the rearview mirror, there's sort of like a little spot up the top?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, yeah. And they're like, yeah. So it actually happens automatically. So it doesn't have a little flicky thing, your car. It works automatically, like it's an electrical rear view mirror.
You've done all right.
Yeah. And I was like, oh. So and I'm like, well, I am so embarrassed now.
So there never was one in the first place.
There never was one.
Wow, that explains why it's not there.
They must think that I am absolutely mental. And it's just like, calling them like, so from a car in for a service. Yeah, I had the little flicky thing there, but it's not there. It reminds me of the time when I was doing manual driving. And you know how in manual driving you go reverse. Reverse is down, right?
Sure.
In a manual car, it goes first gear, second gear. So up, down, then third, then fourth, then up is fifth.
And then reverse is down,
right? And I went into fifth, but I pulled it into reverse, driving into fifth, like going 100. And the guy's like yelling at me. I'm like, nah, because in my friend's car, I swear reverse is up. And he's like, in no car is reverse up. And I was like, I was sure of it. Anyway, never believe anything.
Oh, maybe you were scarred from that time going in so hard because I feel like you did not go in hard enough. I would have been there guys, I know I didn't do it. And who else has been in the car? It's you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've clearly broken something.
No one did it. The car company made it easier for everyone, and I've somehow made it harder.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. This is it. Guess the year.
Hey, it is Geelong and Surf Coast and the Bellarines' favourite Tuesday-based game. We're talking about Guess the Year, and we like to play little bits of songs. Cast our minds back through the mists of time and try and remember where we were, what we were doing, what trauma, emotional trauma mainly, that we were experiencing at that time. It's usually from our younger days. Give me a bit of schoolyard gear.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Scuff knees, chewy on your boot, that kind of gear.
Chewy on your boot.
I don't know, I'm just saying things now. Someone jump in and help me.
Normally it's like, stop jumping in and talking, Lauren. Now you want me to jump in.
I regret everything. So we then write it down on a piece of paper. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. There's very specific rules around the way we read the years out, but we don't get bogged down in sort of explaining that.
I'll just yell at you when you do it wrong.
All right, I think we're ready to play. Is everyone ready to play?
Ready to go.
Let's go.
Let's
question
do this.
Number one. Guess the year.
Oh. I can imagine Lingy with your curls all oiled up.
He would have been like,
was I born in like 1968?
Maybe.
Hitting my prime in the 80s?
On his roller skates?
Wow.
So.
Yeah, I'm good.
I just had a guess.
All right. Something's jumped out to me. I'm just going to go for it. I'm probably, yeah. All right. 3, 2, 1. 1985. Ooh, okay, here we go. Let's find out.
The year was
1985. Ooh. Oh, best friends.
Look at you.
Well,
and me.
Well done, you two.
Thanks.
Right. Well, that's a moot.
What a year, by the way. 85. Mm. Woo.
3 years after the best year ever.
No.
Here we go. Question number two.
Do you know who this is, Cameron?
No.
Cameron.
It's UB40.
No.
don't giggle at me. Mm-hmm. Who is
Savage
it?
Savage Garden.
Is this
it's Peking
Peter
Duck.
Andre?
Yes, it's Peter Andre. Yeah.
That puts it at about... Oh, yeah, right there.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
1994. Oh, good mix.
97.
Good you, Cam.
I feel like you might have gone over, but I could be wrong.
I appreciate the two of you just both like snapping your necks to turn so quickly and laugh at me. Are you enjoying this, you two?
Yeah, yes. Always. What did you say, Log?
94.
I said 91. All right,
find
out.
You're way too early.
Ah, I don't reckon. Here we go.
The year was 1995.
Yeah,
baby. Oh, okay, I'm noticing a theme.
I was closer than you, Mr. Laughing Boy.
You were the laughing boy. What a sledge. Mr. Laughing Boy.
No, I did say he had big ears earlier, so you owed me one. So
you wore burning.
He got me.
Oh, my God.
All right, here we go. This is for the win for Log and for pride for us, essentially. Here we go. Question number three. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. So here's my issue,
yeah,
right?
You don't know whether he's screwing us here.
Well, so there's a theme, guys. Usually there's a theme.
Do you know
what
the theme is?
We've had two 1995 songs in a row.
No, we've had an 85 and a 95.
Oh, we did.
And so now this is either going to be 2005.
Yeah.
Or do you mix it up? Because it might be a stitchy.
All right, I've got to write something down.
You guys overthink this far too much. I'm just enjoying the good music.
When he's like, 1997. Mr. Laughing Boy.
Have we all written something down?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
2006.
15.
2006.
What did you say, Tommy?
So I said 2015.
Yeah, so did I.
Okay, so you've gone with the...
Skipper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skipper decade.
The 3, 2, 1 does get us sometimes. Yes. You never know what's going to happen.
Here we go. 3, 2. Wait, so we've said it now.
We've
for
said
the answer.
It, yeah. 3, 2.
Okay.
The year was 2014.
Oh. So you didn't go over. Would you do 2000? You win with 2006.
Yeah.
Because we both got 2015, so we were 1 year over. You're 9 years under, but you win.
That's just rewarding mediocrity.
Hey, that's my game, baby.
That tasted awful.
Well done, Log.
Thank you.
Back-to-back victories.
Back-to-back wins. Well,
what a time to be me.
We've rested I Feel Seen for the year. We might need to rest Guess the Year as well. It'll be back next week. K-Rock.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So the last 2 weeks, with footy being back, working in Melbourne at games, I've done so last week it was a Thursday night game, mm-hmm. the Cats and the Blues.
Yep.
The week before it was a Friday night game, Cats and the Pies. I park on this side of the Botanical Gardens, mm-hmm. and walk straight across the Botanical Gardens, over the Swan Street Bridge, cut through right past Rod Laver Arena, over the train tracks, into the MCG.
Oh, a bit of a nice walk too, that one.
Lovely walk, and it helps when you're leaving and it's nice and dark and quiet through the Botanical Gardens, and...
sounds terrible. Are you okay? Can I walk with you? Can I drop you off out the front?
Thank you so much.
Seriously.
I do appreciate that. But what I get to experience, which is really, really cool and eye-opening, is when I walk past Rod Laver Arena, I get to experience the crowd that is there for the particular concert.
Oh, sure. Yes, because you catch it at the same time.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So I haven't hit the footy crowd yet.
Mm.
I get to hang. And sometimes it's a bit of a like, oh, wow.
Bit eye-opening.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Yeah, sure.
So the 2 weeks ago, the Friday night one, was an I've got to put my hand up. I don't know this band. It was My Chemical Romance.
I'm so sad I missed that.
Yeah.
Honestly, oh my God, I'm so sad I missed that gig.
Well, and as I said, I haven't followed them or anything like that. Mm. Everyone, and I'm talking everyone, decked out in the full, how would you describe it, Log?
Emo.
Yeah.
So it's the swooped fringes, the eyeliner, the tight black jeans.
All black.
Yeah. Basically what Tom and I still wear to this day. We're lost in that skater / emo vibe.
Yeah, and it was such, you know, it's funny, like, it's kind of, when you're walking up, intimidating because it's just all black. Everyone's decked out in that. And you're like, oh, is this going to be unfriendly? So nice.
Oh,
so chilled.
Emo's the best.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. And then same when I leave and come back to the car, it's obviously the end of the concert. So they've had their fantastic concert. They're up and about. But it was all still super friendly.
Did you get any... Hey, Lingies.
Got a couple of Lingies, I wasn't expecting. Judging a book by its cover.
Well, your generation, you know, that music.
Yeah. However, Thursday night just gone.
Yes.
Wandering on through, had a very different vibe to the whole thing.
Mm. Yeah.
We copped a bit of the concert at Rod Laver Arena was Ice Cube and Cypress Hill.
And I'm so sad I missed out on that one too. So many people went to that. So a bit of a different crowd, a bit more relaxed.
Oh, relaxed. This is one word for it.
More of that.
The leaving the MCG and walking back to my car, so post-concert, had a really, really different vibe to it.
Yeah.
I would say... drunker.
Okay.
I would definitely say there was a distinct smell in the air.
Yes.
Smoke potpourri.
Yeah.
And then you drove home? Oh, my God.
And there was a little bit more aggression.
Ooh, okay.
As well in
what
the...
What do you mean?
Well, there was just a bit more... I can't say it on here, but... Lingy! And then followed with... Et cetera.
Okay. Bit of feedback.
But excited.
Kind of
swearing or
kind
like
of
angry
excited.
Swearing?
No, they were. Yeah. It was sounded really angry, but
it was
they
nice.
Were like saying g'day.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Hey guys, I'm tired and sober.
You're in your mood at this time too, aren't you? Oh my God.
To be fair, it is quite hard to shout out of the window of a car that's bouncing.
Yeah.
they what are they called? Those cars? Low riders or something.
Yeah.
They had a heap
Big
of those cars stuff. Out the front of
Amazing.
Rod Laver, and
Amazing.
They were all and everyone was like getting photos with them, all in their Oakland Raiders NFL jerseys, like the all black and silver and that.
Nice.
There was a distinct vibe to the whole thing. As I then headed through the botanical gardens, and there were people like stragglers from the concert walking as well. I just happily stayed as far away from them as I possibly could.
They're exactly the same crowd, the exact same generation.
They wanted to walk with me and tell me all about the concert, but it was like real.
And weirdly, they hadn't even been to the concert. So.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
About damn time we get this clock fixed, am I right, guys?
That's right.
Come on. One stumbling block. The manual's in German.
Yes.
Yeah. And that seems to have gotten them a couple of minutes faster. The clock we've noticed this morning, it looks like it's a couple of minutes faster, but it's still running quite slow.
Yeah, Sammy and his apprentice were there yesterday. Penny, the building manager, was doing everything she possibly could to get things done. They tried to translate into a from German to English, but I reckon there might have been a bit lost in translation.
I think so.
So we got a call yesterday after the wonderful Mel heard us talking about our situation and our need for someone who speaks German.
A German electrician.
Yeah, and she's put us on to Eric. So let's give him a call now.
Hello, Eric speaking.
G'day, Eric. Is this the Eric from Turned On Electrical referred to us by the wonderful Mel?
That's me. Absolutely. How can I help you?
Ah, well, it's Tom Lingy and Loggy calling, mate. Hi. From K-Rock.
Yeah, I heard something about it. The birds are talking from the trees. Yeah, so yep. How can I help you today, my friend?
well, Lingy, maybe do you want to explain the situation with the clock?
Well, Eric, the clock, the old Thomas Jewellers clock on the corner of Mallop Street and Moorabool Street, it's been slow, yes. About 20-odd minutes slow for a long, long time. It's annoyed the hell out of me. I brought it to everyone's attention on radio. We had a whole heap of people call in saying, yes, it annoys me as well. We then got Penny, the building manager from there. She rang in and said, we're going to do something about it. We're going to fix up that clock. We're going to get it updated, right time, etc. Anyway, fast forward about a week. They've found the control panel as where the clock would need to be changed, the time.
Yeah.
There is a manual that goes with that control panel. But that manual, that detailed manual, is in German.
Yes. So as usual, yeah, they're trying to hide things. Yeah.
So there's electricians and the building manager trying to sort it all out, but they're working off memory for one of the electricians who was involved there, but also working off Google Translate from that German manual. So we just mentioned on air, any German-speaking electricians out there who may be able to help us, and Mel rang up, and would that be you, Eric?
That's me, mate, absolutely.
Now, do you find this problem a lot, that clocks that need to be fixed have German manuals and you've got to step in and help them?
I had it once before, like on a ship, that this particular piece was in all German, and there was one particular word the Google Translate could not translate because the German language mixes words together, which give it a different meaning.
Sure.
So therefore, certain things the German language is structured differently.
Okay. So if the guys
you put things together, it means a different thing.
So if the guys that worked on it yesterday haven't already broken it beyond repair by misunderstanding, do you think maybe we would be able to get you to have a look at the manual and help us out?
Yeah, sure, easy, mate. No problem at all.
Oh, Eric, you are a legend.
Eric, look, I imagine that people pay a lot for your services. To get a translation in that as well, and for you to be an interpreter, is that an extra cost on your fee to come out?
Absolutely, we triple that one.
Hey, you're
smoking
up front.
Like a true Sparky, you're like an Aussie Sparky.
No, it's like offer and demand.
Yeah,
it's that's offer, right. The demand is there.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right, well, you have a very unique set of skills, and we would love to utilise them. We'll keep your number, mate, and we'll get back to you if we need your help, okay?
Too easy, mate. No problems at all.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Did you guys hear I went to New Zealand?
Again.
Perhaps once or twice.
No, you know what? When you do tell the tax office that you've gone for a radio stint, you need to talk about it on radio a lot. So I get it, Tom.
Okay.
Would have been good to get some Dave Dobbin sort of some background music going on here, but it's fine. I'll carry it myself.
Okay.
So the things that I saw over there, some of them were just very similar to Australia and very standard. Some of the things boggled the mind, like trundlers. I mean, that's a trolley.
Oh,
okay, yeah, like a shopping trolley.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they look the same, or have they got more of a like a?
No, it's just a trolley, but they call it a trundler. So there's like in the car park of the supermarket, there's a trundler drop-off point.
Is there like a sign saying, "Please put your trundler back"?
Yeah.
Trundle.
Trundler.
Trundler, I think.
Oh.
From memory.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anyway, so they've got like different stuff. They got different stuff from us, and they've got different perspectives as well, because we went to this place that It's called Kelly Tarleton's, and everyone gets everything over there has a name that is like not what you would expect. And I had no idea what people were talking about. They're like, Kelly Tarleton's. So we'll go there on Friday. We'll go to Kelly Tarleton's. I'm like, tell me what that means.
Is that a pub?
I don't know.
Is it a place?
I don't know what a Kelly Tarleton is. But apparently, he was like some sea life guy, oceanographer guy that, you know, got in the water and helped the animals or whatever.
So, I love Kelly Clarkson.
Don't we all?
What's his name?
Kelly Tarleton.
Oh,
so very
Tarleton.
Close. Yeah.
Sort of a Jacques Cousteau type figure in
probably.
New Zealand.
Okay. So then we got there and it was a sea life aquarium. I was like, why wouldn't you just say it's a sea life aquarium? Like, we've got one in Melbourne. I'll know. If you give it sort of a name, I'll understand. I'll know what it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, so got there, took the kids, went to have a look at the penguins and that kind of bizzo, you know, and... We went to have lunch and they've got this big sort of open room, kind of a low ceiling though, and it's just full of tables and just children going bunta.
Okay.
Like just everywhere, and there's like a big playground in there as well, so there's kids screaming and there's a cafeteria and you're trying to get your food and the buzz is
so
going on.
Good.
Like a food court or
almost,
like
but not that big, not
big,
that big. So
beer
like a
hall,
room.
But it's a restaurant type thing.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just one space. It's rather large, and it's sort of you're halfway through the Sea Life Aquarium, and it just opens up into this space.
Yeah.
Again, lower ceiling, so it's kind of a bit of it would be a crazy place to work every day. That's what I say. It's like just intense, right? So anyway. We've got the kids there. We're trying to feed them their lunch, trying to get some lunch ourselves, and you know, and then we'll get that over and done with, and we'll keep going further through the aquarium. I had to change Goldie's nappy. Yeah. So I've grabbed her, grabbed the nappy bag, and I've gone to the toilets area. And as you do when you're out in public, you have to, and you're going to change a baby, you have to wait usually for the disabled toilet, which will have the fold out.
Oh, yes. Okay.
A little change table in there as well.
Yeah.
It was in use at the time. Totally fine. That's cool. I'll chill in the hallway outside the toilet. I'm also outside the women's toilet and the men's toilet.
Yeah.
And this is where it gets weird. Right. This is where I don't know if it's like, is this just a New Zealand thing or if it's like everybody thinks this is a bit weird. I'm standing there holding the child, sort of minding my own business, and I look to the right and there's the men's toilets. The door opens. A man walks out holding a pizza and looks at me and smiles and keeps walking. Not like, and it wasn't a smile like... How crazy is this? It was just a, hi,
normal.
Like, we've made eye contact, you're a stranger, I'm going to smile at you, and kept walk straight past me off into the dining area.
Hand up, question. Pizza box or
pizza
slice
on a plate.
Of pizza?
It's on
a plate.
On a plate.
Of pizza.
No, it's a full pizza on a plate. A full, like, small, like, you know, a
so
small.
So was he holding it with one hand as in my other hand's been busy?
Well,
but
I guess.
This hand's
I don't know.
Been just holding
yeah,
this pizza.
Probably, right? So then he walks past, he smiles, and I think, oh my God, what is happening? Is this a New Zealand thing? Like, food in the toilets? I don't know. Right. So then I think,
what?
okay, here's what's happened, right? I'm going to assume he's here sort of on his own and he can't leave. He's got his pizza and now he can't leave it on a
say
table and walk
person,
away.
Say to the next person, hey, I'm so sorry.
This is uncovered food
yes.
into the toilet.
Yeah.
Oh, men are the worst.
So I change Goldie and then I walk out and he's like one of the first people I see sitting there with his family.
Oh, so he had those who could watch his
and
pizza.
And they could watch his pizza.
So he thought, okay, the buzz has gone off. I can pick up the pizza, but I have to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
I could put the pizza back on the table with the family.
Yeah, and be hygienic.
Yeah, but instead, I've got a hand free.
Taking it with me.
Nah.
What is going on?
Did anybody else do this?
No.
When you went into the toilet in New Zealand, did you see anyone else with food?
No, there was no other toilet food. So,
this is weird.
Look, help me out. 52232955. Is it a New Zealand thing or is it not?
I feel weird if I have a snack and I'm still chewing it. Walking to the toilet and I'm chewing it while I'm on the toilet. I'm like, there's something wrong.
It's one end and out the other.
It's not right.
Yeah. Finish your food.
Just 52232955. Look, if we don't get any calls, that's also fine. But I would just like to know if there's any Kiwis out there. Is it sort of a thing that is just part and parcel of
it
being
can't be,
a
surely.
Kiwi? Just pizza in the toilet or any food in the toilet.
I don't even have anything to say.
Tastings in the tour.
KROQ.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Going back to Ocean Grove. Lots of calls from Ocean Grove this morning. Your
lovely
mates,
people.
Log.
Love
morning, Nadia.
Hiya.
What do you know about this?
Well, I just came back from New Zealand and we also went to Kelly Tarleton.
Right. Oh. Okay, well done. Good on you. I'm hoping you're just calling to tell us that, like I tell everybody.
Well, I know the space you're actually talking about, so I can say it was a bit, like, gross.
Yeah.
But unclean kind of feeling about it because it is really, really enclosed space. But I can definitely say that is not my experience with any New Zealanders.
Yep.
And I would hazard a guess that the place was full of tourists when we went. There was not really locals going in there. So maybe it's a cultural thing from somewhere else.
Okay.
I don't know.
A tourist has done it.
Definitely.
Well, I can speak for the Macedonian community when I say we don't take pizza into the tour.
Okay.
So you can cross that one off the list.
Are we talking urinal or stalls here?
Yeah, was he in the... which?
Well, I wouldn't like to guess. I mean...
And did he change hands?
I don't know.
When he's holding one, did he wash one hand?
I'm not the toilet police.
If he was sitting down, was he tempted to have a piece or two while he was sitting and resting?
All good questions, guys.
What kind of pizza was it?
No, Nadia... Nadia nor I can help you. I'm sorry.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on KROQ 955.